Meanwhile, the Syrian army is gaining more ground in the city of Homs as it presses ahead with operations against insurgents. Troops retook control of the Jubb al-Jandali neighborhood in that city. Earlier, dozens of foreign-backed militants surrendered in the Homs countryside and turned in their weapons. Hundreds of militants in Homs have turned themselves in since the beginning of this year. Meanwhile, Syrian troops discovered a militant weapons depot in the city of Qusair in Homs province. Well, to discuss the story we brought you a bit earlier about the Syrian army gaining more ground in the city of Homs as it presses ahead with operations against insurgents countrywide, we're now joined by Mimi Al-Laham, who is a Syrian activist and political commentator, who's joining us live now via Skype from Australia. Mimi, as always, thanks very much for joining us now. How do you assess at this point the Syrian army's strength throughout the country, considering, you know, every day we do seem to hear that the Syrian army is regaining certain areas?
Well, I think the tide has certainly turned in favor of the Syrian army, and perhaps also the Syrian military wasn't using the absolute full scale of its potential in 2012. And now we've seen a huge turnaround, especially in the main city of Homs, which, you know, as the media likes to say, is the heart of the so-called revolution. That has turned out to be, of course, a Salafi-backed, U.S.-backed insurrection. Homs is particularly important because now that the Homs region is taken, they have blocked the Lebanese border, so the insurgency can no longer take supplies and new men from the Lebanese border, which is going to make it much more easy for Damascus and Hama to be liberated.
And Mimi, the media that you mentioned, I wanted to, you know, speak about that a bit further, because, you know, the media always says that the situation in Syria right now is somewhat of a stalemate between the government and the opposition fighters. Now, is that what you think is happening as well, especially, you know, with an eye on these elections that are upcoming in the country? I would imagine that that will have quite an impact on those.
I think the stalemate idea is actually the best possible outcome for the US, Israel, and GCC countries that have been backing the insurrection. So it's not surprising that their media will be pushing the notion that what's happening in Syria is a stalemate. The real reply to that question will happen in Aleppo, which is a much more difficult city that's going to be liberated by the Syrian army because it borders Turkey, and hence it's a bleeding wound, the border, because of course the Turkish government is supporting the Al-Qaeda insurgents, so as we saw in Kesab recently. So that's going to be the real test, but I think it's clear that at least, you know, those inside Syria and the Syrian government are confident that there's going to be a victory very soon.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mimi Al-Laham speaking to us live from Australia.